Well, I really enjoyed it. I really loved moving to the music. It definitely was challenging. I think most people are really surprised at how challenging it is to be a good dancer. But I just enjoyed the music and everything and decided I wanted to stick with it and get good at it. Well, I think, nervous attack that you're going to forget everything. I think, as your first time in a competition, you really don't know what to expect, and all the people watching you and judges looking at you could be pretty intimidating. So you're just trying to listen to the music and not do anything crazy. For one thing, I think we're getting just a little bit burned out. And then in 97, I became chairman of the pharmacy practice department, and so that created extra workload. At the same time, Joan is in the military, and she was doing a little more traveling because of that. She was in the Air National Guard, which she retired as a chief master sergeant. Way before that, probably late 90s, we started teaching a social dance class for NDSU. And that led us to, teaching a social dance class. That got us, again, more involved in dancing. But around that time also, there was a big interest in college student competition. And when we found out about that, we thought we should bring some NDSU students to the competition. And so we started training some of our social dance students for this college competition. They got excited. They actually formed an official ballroom dance club at NDSU that became coaches for the competition mm-hmm. team at NDSU. I think everybody would be nervous getting up in front of people, but as you do it more and more, it just becomes routine, and you really can concentrate on the performance.